Yeah, it was good. It was our biggest ever league win over the years, so that's something we have to take a bit of enjoyment out of. You know, scoring 7 tries is massive. So, you know, we're playing against the Zebra side, who had a huge amount to play for. They're battling to get into Europe. They're fighting with Treviso, so every point for them was massive. But I think once we kind of got the third try, they faded a lot. And, you know, in the last 20-30 minutes, they kind of lost a bit of interest, to be honest with you. But thankfully, we dominated that as well.
Well, that's what I was going to say in terms of how it played out. The first couple of tries at that stage, Zebra were getting frustrated. They were down to 13, I think, for the end of the first half. From there on, then, like, you just dominated. But you were dominating possession anyway. You really were dictating everything.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it came across on TV, but it was a very strong wind. We were playing into the strong wind in the first half, so we couldn't kick the ball. It was very difficult to kick, so we held on to possession for long periods of time. And their discipline wasn't great. We kind of knew that they give away a lot of yellow cards. So we held on to possession. They gave away a few penalties. We got 2 really good tries in the first half. So when you come over to the start of the second half with 2 extra men, and we got our third try, and from then we just kicked on. But look, that first half was a massive battle. It was a very physical 40 minutes.
Billy Simon Zebo becoming Munster's record try scorer last night, moved on to 43 tries. I imagine he kept that quiet afterwards.
Simon doesn't keep too much quiet, to be fair to him. Look, it's a massive honour to get ahead of Anthony Horgan. It was huge. He's kind of been stuck in around that mark for quite a while now, so for him to bag 2 tries last night was massive. But Zeebs came back in from Irish camp on Wednesday, and he had so much energy, and he was, you know, he's turning into a real leader within the squad. You know, everyone knows him as being a jokey, happy-go-lucky type of fella, but, you know, he holds himself to big standards as well, and that's massive for us. And it was great to see him get that record last night.
He played a full-back last night, and there's a lot of debate out there whether or not he's better on the wing or at full-back. What's your opinion on that?
Our back three are going really well at the moment. You know, you've Darren Sweetnam, who's played 5 or 6 games now for us and has been one of our better players in the past 2 months. You know, Ronan Manny's been very consistent, and Andrew Conway has been excellent at fullback since Felix retired. And look, Zeebs, I think the most important thing with him is getting the ball into his hands as much as possible. You know, fullback, you're probably involved a little bit more. You know, it's kind of like Earl Zeebs, as he played 13 or on the wing. It doesn't, like in open play after first phase, it doesn't really matter. It's just trying to get the ball into their hands as often as possible. You know, so whether Zeebs is on the wing or full back, I think he can do as effective a job in both positions. But it's up to us, the rest of the players, to get the ball to him in open play as much as possible. They're strike runners. They're world-class players, the two of them. We need to utilise them as much as possible.
Very pointed, actually, in the lead up to the game, the fact that this 15 was All-Irish as well, and the value of the academy bringing players through. It was mentioned after the game as well, last night as well, of course. That's something you're celebrating at the moment, the fact that these players are coming through the Green Corps Munster Academy.
Yeah, not alone were the 15 All-Irish, but they're all from Munster, you know, born and raised in Munster, which is massive.
Yeah.
You don't see that very often. We played Glasgow a couple of weeks back, and I think 22 of the 23 were Irish, but like the 15 last night were from Munster. So, you know, it's important to recognise that. The Munster Academy sometimes gets a hard time in the press. It's very difficult to compete with the Leinster Academy and the amount of resources they have from all the Leinster schools, but last night is proof that the Munster Academy is doing good work. And it deserves a bit of credit for that. You know, basically, Munster 15 went out and got a record points win for Munster in the league. So that's nothing to be sniffed at.
Last week, Anthony Foley, it was confirmed that he's signed another 1-year deal to stay on as Munster coach. I'd imagine, as players, you're delighted with that continuity moving forward.
Yeah, it's massively important for players to have continuity. Axel has a huge amount to give, technically, in particular on the pitch, the coaching side of it. He's so knowledgeable, and, you know, will potentially a director of rugby coming in, it will give him even more time with players to impart some of his knowledge with fellas. But, you know, look, it's been a tough season at times this year, but we like to think we're going in the right direction, and having Axel stay on is important for that continuity, as you say.
And Billy, as regards the director of rugby then, the talk this week linking a former teammate of yours and the huge standing Munster man Paul O'Connell, what do you make of those reports?
Yeah, look, it's hard to know where these reports come from. He'd be an obvious candidate, but whether he's interested, whether he wants to go off and coach somewhere else, head down the Ronan O'Gara line and get some experience elsewhere first, I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a few months, but he will be a coach for Munster at some stage in the future, or maybe even a director of rugby of Munster at some stage in the future. Whether it's next year, in 2, 3, 4, 5 years, I don't know. But he will be there at some stage, and he will bring so much to the organisation. But you'll have to give him a call to answer that question, to be honest with you.
Billy, the small matter of heading to the Aviva Stadium next Saturday for a clash with your old rivals Leinster. I'd imagine in the build-up to games like this, Leinster at the Aviva Stadium, that the week before that everyone is absolutely buzzing and training and absolutely raring to go, and everybody wanting to put their hand up for selection on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, I think Axel talked about it afterwards, that he now has a few selection headaches, which is what every coach wants, which is important. Look, it's a massive game for us next Saturday evening up in Dublin, but we're under no illusions. We're massive underdogs. They're 8 points ahead of us in the league. They're in great form at the moment. We've kind of been a good game, poor game, good game, poor game. For us now, it's about backing up a good performance last night with another good performance next weekend. Just throwing everything at us and seeing how we get on. It's a really tough place to go. We won up there last year, but then we lost at home earlier in the season to Leinster. So, you know, both teams have a huge amount to play for, trying to get into the top four and staying there. But there will be a buzz in training. There'll be an added bite in training. Everyone wants to be involved. They're the games that you train for. They're the games you want to be playing in all the time. So yeah, really looking forward to that one.
And it marks the start of the continuation of a very difficult run-in for you there now. Even if last night's result, and it's huge and it's brilliant, but against Zebra, you would have expected that you could get a good result there. But yeah, Now from here on in, Leinster, Connacht, Edinburgh and Scarlets, it's a difficult run-in in your top four ambitions.
Yeah, look, we're fourth at the moment. When you come back to us in 4 games' time, having played those 4 teams who are all in the top six at this point in time, we will be where we deserve to be. We'll either be top four or we'll be struggling to get into Europe. You know, what I'm trying to say is we'll get what we deserve out of these last few games. They're four very, very difficult games. But we wouldn't have it any other way. We want to test ourselves. Last night was fantastic, but we're not going to get carried away. Zebra packed it in after, you know, 50 minutes. They ran out the gate. So none of those other teams are going to do that. It's going to be 4 80-minute battles, and you know our goal is to be in the top four at the end of it, playing in the semi-final. And if we go well in those 4 games, we'll get that. If we don't, we won't deserve to be there.
Excellent, Billy. Well, thanks very much for talking to us. Congrats on last night, and the very best luck for next Saturday evening.
Thanks, Rory. Thanks, Lisa.